Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
20 years ago, we got our first glimpse into the wizarding world.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
And a spell was cast.
I want to be a wizard.
So do I. I love everything about this. I'm a huge Potter fan. I am so excited that there's another film in the series. And Tim Lammers is joining us now. And of course, his reviews are always brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant. Tim, I'm super excited about this Dumbledore movie.
Well, you should be. And thank you so much, Jordana and Paul, for having me on a day early. You never know about baseball games. They could go extra innings and all that sort of stuff. Yep. So we're taking the safe route. Now, the game could have gone fast. I mean, somebody could have been throwing a perfect game. And oh, wait a second. Oh. That's right. They yank pitchers out of perfect games. And they don't let people witness history. That's right. That's right. Anyway.
Tell us how you really feel, Tim.
Got to go against the grain on that one. My game is movies, obviously. I think you and I both, Jordana, were very, very disappointed, if not bored, if not confused, by The Crimes of Grindelwald, which was the last Fantastic Beasts movie. Mm-hmm. I was not excited about this. I told Dave Josephson on the phone earlier, I just want to get it over with. I just expected more of the lame same, but I was surprised. Now, look, I am in the Team Potter. Okay, I love all of those films. I thought the first Fantastic Beasts film was pretty dang good. The last one, not a fan. So I'm thinking, you know, do we really need more of this? And it's kind of like a yes and no. I mean, look, you got everything going for it that you had going for the Potter films. You have the lavish production design. You know, the special effects are leaps and bounds ahead of what we saw in those Potter films. You have great actors, you know, Jude Law, so many others in this picture, Eddie Redmayne. So it has so many good things going for it. One thing that they did different was, because of Johnny Depp's alleged problems that he's, you know, taking up in a defamation case right now, in fact, they replaced him with Mads Mikkelsen as Grindelwald. So I think basically they went back to square one with this one. What they did was it's basically a battle of good and evil. Like the Potter films, you know, you have the young Dumbledore played by Jude Law. You have Grindelwald played by Mads Mikkelsen. And Mads Mikkelsen's character, the Grindelwald, of course, committed horrific crimes in the last film. Now he's cleared of those crimes in this one, which allows him to be elected to the head of the wizarding world, which, you know, as a fan of the dark arts, you know, he's going to turn things really, really ugly. Not only that, he's going to declare war on the Muggles. So things can go really south if this guy succeeds. So Jude Law, you know, gets Newt Scamander and all these other folks together to try to stop him. So, as you can probably tell by the description, the plot makes sense to me. That last one was too convoluted, didn't make a lot of sense to me. So, this one did. Main complaint, like a lot of these films, 2 hours and 22 minutes long. Obviously, J.K. Rowling has the clout to say, I want a 2 hour and 22 minute film. She's going to get it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like this stuff could be a little tighter, a little better explained. I think the hardcore Harry Potter fans are going to love it, though.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yay.
That's good. Hey, I like anything that Marky Wahlberg is in. And so I'm looking forward to this next option. It's called Father Stew.
What can I get for you, miss? I got beef.
I can see that.
Hey. Hey.
Let's not waste. I'm a Catholic.
Well, ain't that what confession's for?
You can't date someone who isn't baptized.
I thought you was gonna say Hispanic. Where's the water? I'll do it now.
I know I'm not what you used to. And not what you deserve either.
Life's gonna give you a gut full of reasons to be angry. You only need one to be grateful. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
So we have a very unusual situation here. This is an R-rated faith-based movie. You don't see that happen that often. But Father Stuart Long led, and this is based on a true story, led an R-rated sort of life as far as, you know, the F-bombs and all that sort of stuff. So if parents want to bring their kids to this faith-based film, just be aware of that going in. Boxing was Stuart Long's passion to begin with. Took too many blows to the head. It really got to the point where the doctor said, you know what, you keep doing this, you're going to die. So he decides instead to become a movie star, moves to Los Angeles. He meets this woman there. He falls desperately in love with her. She's a devout Catholic. He figures, well, I'm going to get in her good graces by going to her church. Next thing you know, he suffers this almost life-ending accident, which, you know, caused him to embrace the light. I mean, he wanted to not only become a better person, better Christian, he wanted to become a priest. So we have this non-traditional seminary student trying to become a priest, but there's this other huge obstacle that gets in the way, and I don't want to tell you about it. I did not see it coming. I did not know the story of Stuart Long prior to this, but naturally, it is a very inspirational story. Again, one that really took me aback. And Mark Wahlberg was very passionate about telling the story, sunk a lot of his own money into the production of this, and because his mission from now on, apparently, is to inspire people, and I say good on him. And, you know, this isn't a perfect movie. There's certainly some problems with it. I mean, some questions are left unanswered. But I think, by and large, I mean, look, if you want to do good in the world and spread positive messages, go for it. And I think Mark Wahlberg succeeded with this film.
Tim, I just want to make sure I get this right. This is based on a real story, on a true story,
yes.
Stuart Long? And
yeah,
is it
and the thing
theaters
is, if you
only?
Google the guy, if you Google the guy, you're going to find out the big turn of events in the film. But you know, so that's, you know, it's funny enough because I did Google him and then I didn't read it. You know, I got distracted with a phone call or something. And I'm glad I didn't because, again, what happens in this movie, you think by the trailers, okay, it's going to be funny, and there are laughs in this picture, but it's also very serious and takes this very serious turn that I did not see coming. So, no, they're not mocking anybody. They're not making fun of the faith or anything like that. People don't need to get upset. But, you know, again, the timing, obviously we have Easter weekend coming up, Passover. You know, it's a faith-based movie at an important time of the year for people of faith. So, yeah, I think the timing is right, and I could see this movie having some longevity because it seems to me, even though you don't have the big stars, faith-based movies generally have staying power. So it'll be interesting to see where this one goes.
Okay. Tim, I want to see this. I love Marky Mark. I see all the stupid stuff he does, the Ted movies. That I love him. Here's, and I love the faith-based thing. Here's the deal.
I know where you're going with this one, Jordana.
Yeah, this is a Mel Gibson movie, and he is an anti-Semite.
Oh.
And I've seen the promos. I'm like, this is so my wheelhouse. I would love this. I want to hear the story of this priest, and I will Google him, and I will support his story or whatever. But I'm not going to Mel Gibson movies. And the fact that Mark Wahlberg threw in with Mel Gibson is really shocking to me.
Well, you know, both Mel, I mean, despite Mel's tragic mistakes in his past, you know, claims to be a devout Catholic, as is Mark Wahlberg. And this story is actually written, the screenplay, and directed by Mel Gibson's current girlfriend, who he's been with since about 2014. Mm-hmm. So you can see the connection there. That's why he's a part of it. And you know, it is a shame. It's a shame when you see a guy like this who is, there's no question the guy is a talented actor. And it's like, how could you have screwed up your life that bad and caused so much harm to so many people? It's just a shame that, you know, by his stupidity, he's really robbed himself of praise. I mean, because, again, Mark Wahlberg, too. I mean, this is a phenomenal thing that he does with this picture. He is a terrific actor. I was going to bring that up, Jordana, because I didn't want to surprise you. You're going to get to the theater. It's like, Mel Gibson.
No, I'm on it.
What?
Oh, boy.
But thank you for bringing it up, because I'm sure there are other people that are not going to die on that hill that I'm going to die on, but he's just not getting my money.
Yeah. I get it.
He uses that line in the movie, by the way. Are you sure you want to die on that hill?
I do. That's the one I'm going to die on. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tim. This was enlightening, and I cannot wait to see the Dumbledore movie. So thank you for both of them.
Thank you,
Tim. All right. Happy Passover. Happy Easter, everybody. And we'll talk next week.
Absolutely.
And to you. Yes. Happy Passover and Easter. Yeah. I mean, that's where I go, Paul, when I... there are some things that you stand up for and some things that are everyone's personal crusade, and I get it, and I just can't do any more Mel Gibson movies.
That's a red line. Has he ever apologized? Has he ever tried to redeem himself or not?
I think that's hard to come back from. Not enough. Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
I do love Marky Mark, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.